Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, October 22nd. Here's a trend that's grown like crazy during the pandemic, one you might not yet be aware of, but watch out. By this time next year, I predict you will be. It's called video messaging. A number of services now offer the ability for anyone with a computer or a smartphone to make a quick, high-quality video and send it immediately for free or cheap. One of the most basic reasons to try it, it's easier and faster to talk than it is to type, according to founders at San Francisco startup Loom. But Loom is more than just a video version of text messaging. For one, it allows users to record their screens and their faces at the same time, which makes it an ideal tool for teaching and training remotely. A math teacher, for example, can speak directly to their students and visually illustrate that tricky geometry problem at the same time. Actor Ashton Kutcher, one of the app's investors, uses it to provide feedback on scripts. He told Forbes, "You actually need the virtual object and the explanation at the same time, in addition to conveying the real emotion." Clearly, it can be compelling to receive a video message instead of an email, and that's not just anecdotal. Today, the company claims it has 7 million users, up from a couple of million pre-pandemic. In late May, investors poured $30 million into Loom. It's now valued at $350 million. That's double its value a year ago. What's happening? Well, we're all working from home, of course. Even pre-pandemic, Loom had conceived of its app as appealing to remote workers. But no one knew just how suddenly we'd all be communicating digitally, all the time. Now Loom and even newer startup Vidyard are working around the clock building out their young products to grab this new opportunity before it passes them by. The first mover often wins market share and becomes the category leader, at least for the foreseeable future. All of that rapid work means a lot of hiring. Loom is now one of the fastest-growing startups around, according to LinkedIn. Late last month, LinkedIn named Loom number 9 on its list of top 50 startups. That's a list of privately held American companies filling bunches of jobs. The company has already ballooned from a handful of team members to almost 100 today. Last week, Loom unveiled what it's calling New Loom. Video messaging is already attracting small businesses, but Loom and its rivals may not turn big profits from that market. After all, you can get their apps with limited services for free. Where the big money may lie, large companies. The new Loom includes a custom plan for enterprises. It allows an unlimited number of users to create videos and offers a virtual library for storing them. That way, multiple creators can make, say, hundreds of different training videos that users can search. Loom believes many companies will want to replace time-consuming synchronous webinars with short recorded videos, especially because many workers are now teaching their kids from home, and they're at their jobs only after bedtime. Smaller businesses can get Loom for about $8 per user per month. The company hasn't published a price for enterprises. As with any startup, success isn't guaranteed for either company. Any of the larger digital communications brands, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Slack, could jump right into the market. Or either or both of these startups could wind up being sold to one of the big players. Judging by the venture capitalists who are investing in Loom, an exit strategy of some sort, a sale or an IPO, could be in its down-the-road plans. Indeed, over the last 3 years, more than 20% of companies named to LinkedIn's top 50 startup list have gone public or been sold, LinkedIn says. In the meantime, you can bet these video messaging companies will be marketing aggressively, persuading more and more people to substitute that lengthy email with a warm conversational video message. Me? I prefer audio. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Gray, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.